Stargazer time. Our weekly look into the massive universe around our tiny planet. As usual, we're grateful to have the expertise of Christopher Phillips, and we've got him on the line. Hey, Christopher, welcome back. What do you have this week?
Hey, Dave. It's good to be back. So this week, stargazers look out for Mars in the south after sunset. Also, Jupiter and Saturn can be seen low in the western sky. The moon this week is waning, and by week's end, it will become a graceful crescent.
And we've got an update on a recent story that we had on Stargazer relating to a NASA mission to Mars.
Indeed. A few weeks ago, we covered the aftermath of a fierce Martian dust storm that had blanketed the entire planet. This storm lasted several months and brought with it hurricane-force winds that whipped up particles of Martian dust that sandblasted the surface. This storm also caused the rover Curiosity to go into an extended period of hibernation. Well, it's now been a couple of months since the storm ended, and Curiosity is finally awake.
And do they know what kind of shape it's in?
Well, the Intrepid rover is broadcasting real-time data to the orbiting relay satellites around Mars, but its science instruments remain offline, as does its propulsion system. What has surprised many, though, is that it appears to be in great health, aside from an issue with transmitting its science data.
So the thing's covered with dust, huh?
It is, yes.
And there's no way to just get one of the other rovers that we have up there to cruise up to it and sort of sandblast it with something to kind of clean it off?
Give it a friendly nudge.
Right.
Unfortunately, the rovers on Mars are spread out over a huge area, so there's no chance they could ever meet up with each other.
All right. I thought it was wishful thinking, but had to throw it out there. And so what about the other rover we heard about?
Well, the other rover, Opportunity, remains silent. It's been 3 months since the storm ended, and it should be receiving enough power from the sun to begin charging its solar system. It hasn't phoned home yet, but it could be because its batteries are still charging.
If these rovers aren't even that close to each other, the storm just covered, what, the whole planet, huh?
It really did. In fact, we haven't seen a storm this fierce in decades on Mars.
And to give a little perspective to that, how big is Mars compared to the Earth?
So Mars is about half the size of the Earth.
Still a huge storm, though. You imagine a storm covering all of Earth. That's a concept that I don't think too many people can imagine.
Right. Well, luckily here on Earth, we have lots of different climate zones to break up anything like that. But on Mars, the entire planet is essentially a desert, so that's a lot of dust.
Good luck to anybody trying to colonize it.
Indeed.
It's Christopher Phillips, another enlightening Stargazer report. Thank you so much.
You are welcome, Dave.
And I'm Dave Lawrence. Catch you next week.